for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guests are among the world's leading experts on the topic of weight management, lifestyle medicine, and micronutrient deficiency. They've been featured in Reader's Digest, Prevention, Shape Magazine, and on Fox, CBS, just to name a few. Welcome to the show, authors of the best-selling books Naked Calories and Rich Food, Poor Food, Dr. Jason and Mira Calton. Here is Dr. David Friedman.
Thanks
Mira and
so
Jason. Hey, always
hey,
a pleasure
David,
having you on the show. Oh, great. Always a pleasure. You know, as you know, I'm devoting an entire section of my upcoming book to your six-year global expedition. It's fascinating. What I like is most authors and scientists, myself included, sit behind a computer relying on peer-reviewed research, but you guys traveled to 100 countries observing firsthand how diet relates to health on a global scale. Mira, what one thing stands out as having the biggest impact on you during your travels?
Well, it was just amazing to see how connected they were to food. I mean, they understood where it was being grown and how to take care of the soil to grow it. They understood that they should eat it right away and have it fresh, how to prepare things that we have no idea how to prepare in ways that they could make sure that they weren't leaching the micronutrients from the food, in ways of preparing right. foods to offer them the best nutrition from every single bite they were eating. Every single person was part of a culture there, and these cultures surrounded themselves with the health of everyone and taking care and not leaving anyone behind. It was really amazing.
Wow. So really, we rely on these grocery stores around the corner where they kind of dig in and just take care of, you know, their health themselves. They're more in tune with it, and we've seemed to have lost out on that.
We definitely have. I mean, you know, I mean, think of it. We just wake up in the morning and we've got our work on our mind and our family and what we have to get done that day. And then what we eat is just kind of an afterthought. We throw whatever down our throat for breakfast. We grab lunch wherever anybody suggests. Dinner is, what do you want, honey? I don't know. What do you want, honey? And it's just, food is just kind of that something that we have to do. But it isn't anything that we're really connecting to what it is that's allowing us to create optimal health in our lives. Some of us are starting to wake up to this now, but America in general is waking up to this at a very late stage. You know, like you said, and you've talked about in the show 100 times, you know, most of our health conditions and lifestyle diseases come from our food or not eating the right kinds of food. And now we've even got a whole nother level on top of that. Now it isn't just aren't we eating the right kinds of foods, but now our foods have been genetically modified and we've got a whole nother, you know, problem on our hands with this as well.
Right. And you're bringing up, that's a hot topic, GMOs. You know, why should we be saying OMG to GMO, and what can we do to be proactive?
Well, we just know so little about them. I mean, unlike other countries where someone has to prove a product is safe before bringing it to market, we sort of rely on the opposite thing here in the United States. We can bring a food or an item to market, and then if it doesn't cause anyone to die all of a sudden, then it's okay. It's considered safe. So all of the studies that have been done on GMOs on animals are really showing us that they're causing a lot of really bad health problems. Tumors are growing much faster. They're living shorter lives. Infertility. And the thing is, if it's causing this in animals, it's going to be causing this in humans likely. We need to have a lot more studies. And the problem is that these governments, because these companies, I should say, because they have patents on these foods, aren't allowing us to do the studies necessary on humans.
Right. I'll share a funny story happened at Trader Joe's. This guy in front of me asked the cashier, why is the store so packed? And she said to him, well, one thing is we don't sell GMOs. He looked at her and said, why the heck would anyone buy a car from you guys? So
well,
not everybody quite knows
we're
what
really
a GMO
trying
is.
To, especially with a new movie that we have coming out called Bought. That will be coming out, I believe, May, June. We're really excited to bring it to a big screen near you and really explain very, very easily what GMOs are and how we can avoid them on labels.
Right. And now that new movie coming out, explain that. What's the concept and how did you guys get involved?
Well, we were asked to come in and talk. The movie's really about how drug companies and how big food companies, so big drug, big agra, are kind of buying our health. And it's really split up into those two sections. We're, of course, the experts in the GMO area. So we kind of explain what is a GMO, how is it infiltrating your lives on an everyday basis. Even things, people just have no idea. First of all, most people don't know what a GMO is. And so maybe for somebody listening who doesn't, these are what's called genetically modified organisms. And don't mistake them for like hybrids. This isn't, you know, this isn't selective breeding. This is when they take food and in a laboratory, they then insert the DNA of another either bacteria, virus, insect, animal, or even human. So this is things like taking a fish and combining the DNA with a tomato to create a tomato that can grow in salty soil. This is not something that could happen in nature. In fact, that's why that these companies can patent these genetically modified seeds because they're so completely different from anything else out there. And so these are just some of the things that we talk about in the film. We explain how often you come face to face with these ingredients in the grocery store. And we go through in a PBS special we just did, we were in Whole Foods, and you'd be surprised how many people, like you said in your story, they're like, well, there's no GMOs in here. This is Whole Foods. But, you know, right. They're everywhere. It's in the citric acid. It's in the vinegar. It's in your oils, like the corn oil and the soybean oil and the canola oil. So it's just all around us. And it's, when people start to really look at it, it's an eye-opening experience, but it's one we need to have here in America.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of oil, you guys are creating a new oil called Skinny Fat. I think you should just call that Oxymoron Oil. Skinny Fat.
Well, we like our little clever titles over here.
I like it.
Skinny Fat is something that actually came about when we were writing the book Rich Food, Poor Food. We were looking for salad dressings and mayonnaises that we could recommend, and nothing was coming up. Like, literally everything had a genetically modified seed oil or something we wouldn't want, people, our clients and all of our friends and family to eat. So we created Skinny Fat. Everyone likes coconut oil. Everyone knows the antibacterial, the antiviral, and all the great different properties of coconut. But the problem with coconut is that it makes everything taste like coconut. And not everything like my Italian pesto my grandmother used to make for me should taste like coconut. So we decided that we also wanted to add in something that a lot of people hadn't heard of, which was MCT oil or medium chain triglycerides, which actually makes thermogenesis occur in the body. So it helps to burn fat faster, which is why we got the name Skinny Fat. So it's a combination of these great two oils, and you can use it for all sorts of things. Marinating, where you couldn't do that with coconut oil before, you can now do that because it doesn't get hard like coconut oil in the fridge. It stays liquid. So we have this getting patented. We're really excited. We're going to be launching in just a week.
Oh, in a week. That's good. I'm definitely ordering my Skinny Fat. And then, so where can they keep tag? Is it cultinnutrition.com? Is that where people can keep up on that and find when that becomes available?
Absolutely, they can do that. And they can grab a coupon right now at skinnyfatfoods.com. If they go in and just put their email address in, then we'll shoot them out a coupon as soon as we launch this. And we did something else too, David, with Skinny Fat, because, you know, Skinny Fat is, like Mira said, this combination of MCT and organic virgin coconut oil. But we also realized that a lot of people love their olive oil. And we love olive oil, and I think olive oil has a very distinct and unique flavor that, you know, when a recipe calls for it, you need that. So what we did is, what we didn't like about olive oil in the big picture is all those omega-6s, you know? I mean, it's got all these great health benefits, but then it's high in omega-6. So we took an organic extra virgin olive oil and combined it with our original Skinny Fat to create Skinny Fat Olive. So you get the great flavor of olive oil, but we've reduced the omega-6 quantity by 85%, so you don't have to worry about balancing your omega-3 and omega-6s so much. So that's another product that will be coming out at the same time.
Oh, that's exciting. Fantastic. Sounds like a good to add for salad and salad dressings as well.
It's really good. It's really good.
Such great information, guys. Thank you so much. And to learn more about the books, Rich Food, Poor Food, and Naked Calories, and healthy products that get the Calton seal of approval, you can visit CaltonNutrition.com. You can follow them on Twitter at Calton Nutrition. And if you heard something today that you benefit someone you know, remember all of our shows are podcasted to YourGoodHealthRadio.com. You can listen anytime, on demand, or on the go at TyourGoodHealthRadio.com. And the Caltons are with us after this break to share how to lose weight just in time for bikini season. And you can also follow Dr. David Friedman on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.